We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. Coming up an hour from now, a man that will one day be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the greatest tight ends to ever play in the NFL, just an unbelievable story, played basketball in high school and also in college and never played football in college, tried to go to Michigan State and play both for Tom Izzo and Nick Saban, but Nick Saban said, we only want you to play football, and he said, okay, coach, I'm leaving. And he never played college football. That, of course, is Antonio Gates. And Antonio Gates has the most touchdowns in the history of the NFL, most receiving touchdowns in the history of the NFL, by a tight end. So we will chat with Antonio Gates coming up an hour from now. A lot to delve into with his Chargers now starting to get into playoff mode and playoff form. And they're 8-6. They played their, I don't want to say their best two games of the season the last 2 weeks, but they needed those victories in a big way up against Miami and then up against Tennessee, and they found a way to win both those games in Miami, and they really dominated Tennessee. It was a back-and-forth affair, but Hickey, as you know, how many times do we have back-and-forth affairs with the Los Angeles Chargers, and they're usually on the losing side of it instead of the winning side of it, so not that we're saying go punch your tickets to the Super Bowl if you're a fan of the Los Angeles Chargers, but at this point, even with how up and down they've been, and whenever there are expectations on the Chargers, they usually find a way to come up short. And even though I don't have the most trust in the world in a Brandon Staley, but you look at this team with 8-6, and their final three games are in Indianapolis, they play the Rams, and then they're in Denver. If they don't find a way with those cupcake teams three in a row to make the postseason, I would be shocked. I gotta think that they're gonna have 11 wins and they're gonna win out and find a way to get into the postseason. And you look at that team, I know there's always a stench around them with how many times people have bought in, but maybe this year's a little bit different. Maybe you look at this team with the quarterback who a lot of people believe in, besides Emmanuel Acho, like that's the only guy that doesn't believe in him, and you see this team starting to get healthier. Sure, there's still questions about that defense, but the defense has played well the last 2 weeks, and you're eventually, hopefully, going to get Joey Bosa back. We'll see what happens with the health of Derwin James, too. But with the way that this team has survived the punches and survived what looked like it was going to be a dreadful year to now put them at 8-6, and you got three games left that should be win-win-win, I got to think they're going to the playoffs, and that may be a team you may not want to play in the postseason just because of how good that quarterback is in Justin Herbert, even though he's never played in a postseason game before.
I think the Chargers will make the playoffs. With that said, I think they will find the most excruciating way possible to find their way in. Whether it's needing, you know, an overtime loss by another team, tiebreaker to go their way.
Remember a few years back when the Bills got in the playoffs when I think it was going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars in that very memorable wild card game where Andy Dalton had that crazy victory?
I forget who the Bengals beat, but yes.
I think it was the Browns, maybe?
Something like that. Yeah, and then everyone in Buffalo donated money to Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm. But you look at these three teams, you should not need help from anybody else.
I would agree.
The Colts stink. They gave a 33-0 lead to the Minnesota Vikings. The Colts got a 33-0 lead that Minnesota gave them, and they still couldn't win that game. And now Jonathan Taylor officially placed an IR, so his season's donezo. Then you play a Rams team who is going to have Baker Mayfield, John Wolford, like whoever it's going to be at quarterback, and all those players who a lot of them won a Super Bowl last year. They're already eliminated from the playoffs, and now they're going to check out and start planning their vacations. And then finally, the Broncos? The Broncos, really? It was actually funny. Our stringer in Denver on Ion Football over the weekend, he goes, this is the first time I could say this all year. The Broncos have a lead at home late with their performance last week.
Good for Bruce. He deserves it.
Hey, Bruce Morton, thank you.
Love Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you are right. On paper, it should be three easy wins.
Come on, they're going to win out.
I'm sorry.
You don't think they're going to win out?
You look at Sunday, Ryan Tannehill gets hurt in the first drive of the game.
I know.
He came back. He's on one leg. The fact that you need to sweat that out and you barely beat a Titans team, and right now is in a free fall.
But who's outscoring the Chargers with those three teams? You trust in your guy, Matty Ice? You trust in Baker Mayfield? You're trusting maybe Russell Wilson? Or it could be someone else? You trust in any of those three
not
guys?
Like,
any of those offenses?
Not Herbert and the offense put up 40 points a game either.
No, they're not.
And they scored 17 points last game.
But against any of those four teams, I know that last week the Colts were an outlier because they got out to that 33-0 lead. But if you score 23, 24 points, you should be good.
I think they're going to make the playoffs. I just don't think it's going to be as simple as they win the next three games, they're 11-6, and they're sitting there at a 6, maybe a 5 seed when it's all said and done. I think this is going to be take your baby aspirin, do whatever you got to do to prevent a heart attack, because I think this is going to be a bumpy 3-week stretch for the Chargers.
I really don't think so.
I'm going to say 2-1 in that stretch.
If they had a legit opponent, then maybe you're right, but they don't have a legit. So even if they go 2-1, they're going to be 10-6 or 10-7. That should get in.
That's what I'm saying. I think they'll get in, but you're going to be sweating it.
I don't think so. I honestly think the Chargers, and maybe I'm being naive here. Maybe I'm being stupid. Maybe Brandon Staley will go for it on his own 24-yard line on 4th-and-1 next week, and I'll be cursing him out. But with those three opponents, bare minimum, you're going to get to 10. Probably you're going to get 11. I do think that's going to get you in. Because you know the Bills are in the playoffs. You know Kansas City's in the playoffs already. The Bengals will make the playoffs. I do think the Ravens will make the playoffs. Someone from the AFC South is going to go. It's either going to be Tennessee or the Jaguars. So those are 5 spots right there. I look at the 4 teams. Then after that, you still say are in consideration. The Patriots, schedule's tough, and I can't trust them. The Jets probably going to lose Thursday night, you would think, to the Jaguars. They have the Seahawks and the Dolphins. The Jets probably go 1-2 down the stretch here. And you look at Miami, who, by the way, you beat. If it doesn't come down to a tiebreaker, Miami, they have the Packers this week. They should bounce back. Then they have the Patriots. I really do think it's going to be the Chargers and the Dolphins. Whoever wins the South, you know, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Ravens will be in. And then I think it will be the Chargers and the Dolphins. Right? But would you agree that those would be the
100%.
Whether if it's not 6-7, you would say that the Chargers and Dolphins are going to get in.
I think so. But like, especially if we're talking about a 2-1, you know, the Chargers are going 2-1 down the stretch, unless it's week 18 and it's already clinched. Like, you lose one of those games, whether it's to the Broncos, to the Rams,
okay,
to the Colts, like,
fine, but then
they're the
Jets
right back.
So to not get in then, the Jets or the Patriots would have to win out.
Yes.
Because they're at 7 and the Chargers are at 8 right now. Do you have any confidence, if you're saying they're going 2-1 down the stretch, that the Patriots or the Jets would win out?
No. And I said I think the Chargers won
the
playoffs.
So they're not going to be sweating.
But I think it's going to be close. Because I think you're going to be I think they'll be playing 3 close games. I don't think they're blowing anyone out of the water, that's for sure.
Oh, they're going to hammer the Colts
this weekend.
Like,
let's just say you lose to the Rams. You beat the Colts, you lose to the Rams. All of a sudden, now you're talking about, you know, scenarios and tiebreakers. It's not a situation you want to be in. And again, you lose to, let's just say, the Rams, because I'm not going to say the Colts because you're calling me a homer, but let's say they lose to the Rams.
No, you can say the Colts if you want. You think you team has a shot this weekend?
You go into week 18 in Denver. You should win.
Oh, stop it.
You should win.
Stop it.
But can I say it's a lock, a slam dunk, you know,
but once again,
pop the champagne? The Chargers have not been a team. The Chargers have been a team where the easy route is there plenty of times. They veer off to the left, say, oh, let's just go down the road less traveled. Every time they do it.
So the way that you're going to tell me that they're going to make them sweat is they're going to lose one of these next 2 games is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
You're sitting there in week 18.
Good luck with that.
Needing a win over the Broncos and watch. This is like Russell Wilson's game. He puts it all together and we're sitting here.
Yeah.
34-34.
Is Russell Wilson even going to be playing in that game?
2 minutes left. I think so. Yes.
Okay.
I think they'd be foolish to sit him at this point.
Why would they be foolish? You paid him all that money.
You got to get him on some sort of end of the year momentum.
You think they're going to, what? End of the year momentum?
You need anything. You need anything.
Stop it.
You
got to
grab on anything because he's not going anywhere.
You have to build trust in that locker room with those players, and those players don't trust him in that locker room.
And maybe
that's not going to change in the final 3 weeks of the season.
A good finish.
No.
Well,
turn.
It can't hurt. It can't hurt. If they play well down the last 3 games,
delusional.
It can't hurt.
You're
Am
delusional.
I wrong?
There is no way you fix this Broncos season where you take any positive from this and then go,
I'm not saying it's carrying over momentum.
That's what you just
positive.
Said.
But yes, if Russell
There's
Wilson plays well
from
the last
season.
3 games.
Nothing. Nope.
It at least gives you like, okay, hey, maybe they could turn around compared to if he doesn't play and or struggles. It's like, oh, this is really bad.
Nope.
Playing
nope.
well
nope.
will not hurt this team. It will not hurt Russell Wilson. I promise you right
now.
It does
nothing.
Okay.
It does nothing. Either way, play horribly, it's been the same crap. Play positively, why should I anticipate that next year it's going to be any different? They need big changes in the coach. You need the quarterback to start being one of the guys on the roster. And you're going to need to get more talent on the offensive side of the ball because there's a lot of overrated talent on that team. I will say, though, this. Vegas, I think, is a little skeptical of the Chargers this weekend. Doesn't that spread on Monday Night Football, which, by the way, another doozy. Wonderful Monday Night Football game, the Chargers and the Colts. At least there's intrigue with the Chargers, but the Colts, please, can we never schedule the Colts in a primetime game until they get back to the postseason?
Backloading the Colts in primetime and standalone games in the final month of December.
What do they think the Colts are going to be? Jeez.
The NFL.
Matt Ryan, the optimism, Matt Ryan and Justin Herbert was a thought to be that great game on Monday Night Football in Week 16. But the Chargers are only a 4-point favorite against the Colts.
Now, Minnesota's a 4-point favorite at home last week.
Objectively, though, if you were betting that game, how would you bet that game? Be honest with me.
Objectively, I'd stay away.
No,
I would not touch it.
Stop.
You said objectively. No. I wouldn't touch the game.
I hate when I have a betting insider on and they're like, oh, I'm going to stay away from the game. I'm asking you, if you are making a play on the game, Chargers -4, Colts +4, where would you go?
I would probably lean towards the Chargers, and I would not feel comfortable with it.
Okay. So you're telling me that the Chargers are going to lose one of these next two games to the Colts and the Rams. Oof.
I don't feel confident in that they're going 2-0.
I have pretty confidence, and pretty big confidence, and I'll say it. You know what? They're going to win out. They're going to get 11 wins. What they've showed me the last 2 weeks, after some bad performances this year, and I've been crushing them this year, but with what they show me against the Dolphins, and then they get on the right side of the game against Tennessee, even though it wasn't this wonderful performance, with their quarterback in Justin Herbert, I will trust Justin Herbert against Matt Ryan, against Baker Mayfield, and then maybe, if Russell Wilson's still playing that final week of the season. So I'll give you something to root for. I'll give you something to root for, Hickey, final 3 weeks of the season. You could root for me to be wrong on that. That is what you could root for, since you really don't have much to root for.
Oh, I got plenty to root for. I'm rooting for 3 losses here. Week 18 is going to be tough.
Who's the team that you're going to adopt? Because, put it this way. My team's not going to be in the playoffs. Your team's not going to be in the playoffs. Who's the team that you're going to adopt in the AFC and the NFC when you look at this?
AFC will be the Dolphins.
Oh, so now you're the Dolphins.
NFC will be the 49ers. They've already been the 49ers.
I would want to see the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. And then in the AFC, you know what's weird? I kind of like Buffalo in terms of, even though I know they're in my division, they're an easy team to root for. They're a team that like doesn't annoy me. Now, they were never a real threat to the Patriots for those 20 years. And I know they just absolutely destroyed my team in the playoffs, but maybe that's because of my friendship with Deion and Tyler Medicavich, Deion Dawkins and Tyler Medicavich going to school with them. But they are a likable team in that fan base, even though as much as we will like them, then when they start to win a Super Bowl, you'll probably end up thinking they're insufferable. But I would say either the Bills or the Bengals. If either of those teams get to the Super Bowl, I would be happy. The Chiefs, I'm good. As much as I like Mahomes, for whatever reason, I don't want to see Kansas City get to the Super Bowl this year. That's just me, though. I'm trying to think, because I'm going to be there, or I'm planning on going to the game. We're going to be out there for Super Bowl week in Glendale, Arizona, giving you 5 killer shows, of course, on Radio Row. And I think I'm going to stick around for Waste Management that Saturday. And then I plan on going to the game on Sunday and then flying back right after the game. I'm trying to think, if I get Eagles, Bills, Eagles, Bengals, that's probably what I would want the most. Now, let me ask you this. If I take away your choosing power in what you just went with, you go with the Dolphins and the 49ers. So you had to give me 2 other teams. Who would the 2 teams be that you then would give me?
AFC would be the Bengals. Love Joe Burr.
Wait, what?
NFC.
wait. Do that again.
Joe Burr.
Burr. You mean Burrow?
Well, no, they call him Joe Burr.
I know, but
one of like 10,000 nicknames he has because he's swaggy.
I don't like the Joe Burr.
Oh, I like Joe Burr. Joe Burr.
Cool Joe. Joe
sounds,
cool.
Sounds badass.
I'll go with Joe Burr.
Joe Burr. NFC would be tough.
Maybe it's cool when other people say it, but when you go, Joe Burr, I don't know. That doesn't sound cool to me. Even though I said this the first time I interviewed Joe Burrow. when it was at the Heisman Trophy in his Heisman media availability. He just has a cool, calm, confident swag about him where it's not, it didn't come off as cocky to me, but you knew it was probably cocky, if that makes any sense.
And the way he dresses, it is cocky. It is swaggy, but it is cocky.
That dude's great.
You know, weirdly, NFC, if I can't root for my adopted 49ers, I'm going to go the Bucks. Tom Brady. Prove everyone wrong.
Wow.
That's right. Shove a double middle finger at all the haters.
I guess that applies to me this year.
Going to Philly, win. Going to Minnesota, win. Welcome the Cowboys.
Are you calling me a Brady hater now? Are you like Buckeye Pat? Oh, sorry. We're not talking about him anymore.
Oh, that's everyone.
You just said the Brady haters.
Which is like 99.9% of people out there. Well, I mean, I'm including that. I don't exactly root for Tom Brady, but
yeah, I think that's a lot of twidiots.
In this situation, I think I'd root for him.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of idiots on Twitter, honestly. I think more people like Tom Brady than hate Tom Brady.
He's definitely a lot more likable, I would say, going to Tampa for sure. I've liked Tom Brady tenfold since he left New England, without a doubt.
Yeah, because the Patriot-Colt rivalry and all that has to factor into it as well.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. He's more outgoing and more personality.
I just don't think there's a shot they get to the Super Bowl this year because they don't have an offensive line. If they had an offensive line and they were playing poorly, okay, that'd be one thing. But they don't have an offensive line.
I'd agree, but doesn't mean I'm not going to root for him. Right? That's the question. Well, who are you rooting for? I'm rooting for Tommy B. It doesn't need me, but...
Tommy who?
Tommy B.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, I'm rooting for the 49ers, first and foremost.
No, but after that, who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Buccaneers and Tom Brady.
Wow! Okay, we will edit that together. I think you say I'm rooting for Tom Brady, and we'll play that on the loop. That will be fun.
I've rooted for Tom Brady before.
When?
2018, Chiefs-Patriots. Never forget it.
When
Everyone's ready to crown Mahomes, so let's calm down now.
Wait.
To be well.
But. Why were you rooting for them there?
Because there was this... It's a long standing, but basically, I don't like when people are ready to rush and crown quarterbacks that have not deserved it yet. And I thought 2018, Mahomes had a great year.
You're on the bandwagon.
Everyone was saying, look, this guy's the truth. And I said, you know, I haven't seen it yet. The Patriots are the defending champs. They are the, you know, you got to beat the king in order to beat the king.
Way to go, Mirage.
They haven't done so
yet.
So I was like, let's just cool the brakes. And obviously, as we know, the Patriots won the game. But yeah, I didn't like all this Chiefs love out of nowhere when they still have yet to really prove anything outside of the 1 year.
Gotcha.
So, that's why I don't like the Bills. That's why I don't like didn't let the time root for the Patriots.
I didn't know you were on my ship. I didn't know that.
That's one of the few people that year. That's for sure.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. News brief next.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All right, let's start things off with Aaron Rodgers. He says the playoff hopes in Green Bay for the Packers are still alive.
Before the Bears week, we knew we had a bye afterwards, and those of us who sometimes peek ahead knew that we had to win 5 and then have a lot of things go our way. So we won 2, and just about everything we've needed to happen has gone our way. Just about, right? So things are looking up.
Is he serious? First off, here would be my follow-up. Aaron, what makes you believe when you play the Dolphins, the Vikings, and then the Lions that you're going to win out against all 3 of those teams? Now, he wouldn't give me an actual answer, and I get it. He's an athlete, so he's always going to say publicly that he believes his team could win every game. But, Hickey, there is no way this team goes to 9-8 against Miami, Minnesota, and Detroit. Not that they're going to get it's a guarantee that they lose every game, but I do think that they'll lose every game, and that'd be more likely than they win every game. At best, I can't see them winning all 3 of those games. At best, maybe 2-1 if I'm trying to be the most optimistic. But I can't even tell you that they're going to be 2-1. I really think they're going to lose out.
I think I'll say 1-2. I think they'll beat the Vikings. Yeah, I think that was just at home.
Uh-oh, Scott in California,
yeah,
already
hopefully
on line
he's still
one.
Listening.
He's going to be called. Scott, but... Hickey, you are an absolute hater of my football team. You are saying they're frauds. Well, you're the actual fraud because you are the hot take artist here on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, who's talking now? Is it Scott or is it Zach?
No, I'm just saying that's what Scott would sound like. I would love to see Scott put you in a body bag.
I could see the Vikings losing that game. I'll say 1-2. So you're going to say what? 2-1? 1-2? 0-3? 3-0? Well, not 3-0. 0-3.
0-3.
Take that, Aaron.
But it is funny. Out of those three games, I would probably say the Vikings are the team that would probably drop one. But then the Lions, too. I know the Lions are 1-6, and they've been in this playoff mode ever since that Green Bay game. And we've talked to a bunch of players in the Lions locker room that have said that. And then even after the Bills games, they knew what they were going to have to do. But for them to be 7-7, and their schedule is the Panthers, the Bears, and the Packers, and it's not as if they blew out the Jets this past week and they could have lost that game. I just wonder now, since there's really no margin of error, and it's been that way for the last 3 weeks, how the Lions perform in three games where you're going to have to win all three of those games.
Would there be anything more heartbreaking for the Lions? Week 18.
Rodgers just sticks it to you one last time.
And like the Packers get into the playoffs and the Lions don't.
On a Hail Mary.
Richard Rodgers comes out of retirement. I'm assuming he's retired at this
Jeff
point.
Jeff Janis. Right? Wasn't that one of the other
yeah.
guys?
Oh, it's twice on the Lions. I forgot.
The reason why I know Jeff Janis' name so much, other than what did transpire, is Bart Winkler would always mention Jeff Janis all the time. Jeff Janis. I think they actually got him a cameo once. Why'd he look so confused?
So, was Jeff Janis, was he the one in Arizona with the Hail Mary?
I think so.
Richard Rodgers, I think, was in Detroit on like a Thursday night or a Monday night. And I think Jeff Janis, if I'm not mistaken, could be Arizona. I don't know one other time I would
Arizona.
In the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe bring those guys out of retirement. One Hail Mary in Lambeau. They catch a Lambeau leap. Packers go to the playoffs. Lions go home.
That would actually be...
That'd be heartbreaking.
I would love to just... You know how I want to see the Lions get into the playoffs?
What? Oh, no.
I'm being serious.
Okay, you'd love to see what?
20-17. Rodgers at the 50. Hail Mary. Bat it down. I'm not saying
to
complete the Hail Mary.
Exercise some demons?
It makes Lions fans sweat it out a little bit, and then they get the greatest celebration of all time.
I don't know many Lions fans will be alive if that ball's in the air. 2017 Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers.
You'd probably have a few drop dead when the ball is in the air.
I wouldn't make it.
And the ball is just rotating, and it goes from the 40 to the 30 to the 20 to the 10. And you know what? When it gets to the goal line, I want to bat it up in the air, then caught by the Packers at the 1, and then our guy like Alex Anzalone just decks someone. Boom, ball pops out. They recover at the 2. Lions go to the playoffs. That's what I want to see.
I want Lions fans to get in there and enjoy the playoffs. Not have four field
beats.
They
would enjoy it. If they get into the playoffs,
empty.
Lions fans are enjoying it.
Because half their fans had heart attacks of the final Hail Mary from
Aaron
Rodgers.
Well, they wouldn't have a home playoff game.
True. Well, let's just get crazy. They're the 6th seed. Well, can they get the 6th? Probably not. Okay, you're right. There are no home playoff game possibilities. Okay, so let's just get real nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been very hot takey tonight.
Well, I'm just trying to provide optimism. I'm trying to fend for my fellow fans that are used to heartbreak.
What heartbreak are you used to?
Well, the Colts, not recently.
You've won a Super Bowl in your lifetime.
I have. I've seen a lot of heartbreak with the Mets, with the Rangers, with Penn State.
Those
teams, like to be disappointed.
No, but not to the level of Detroit.
Well,
all those teams that you just mentioned, Penn State has won a Big Ten championship in your lifetime. The Mets have been to the World Series in your lifetime. The Rangers have been to a Stanley Cup final in your lifetime. I know they have not taken home in your lifetime the big prize. But you have not had to deal with the heartbreak like the Lions.
Well, I'd argue there's more heartbreak when your teams are good and you lose a big game compared
to
out of it more times than not. Like, the Lions have never been close.
Yeah, but when your team just sucks, what do you have to look forward to? At least you've had moments to look forward to. You at least had the elation of celebrating big games.
Right, but then you don't have the depression of losing a big game.
It's depression the entire season, though, for most Lions fans. Baker Mayfield, what went wrong on Monday Night Football?
I was more frustrated with how I played early on. I think there were some plays that just easy check downs when they were playing that soft coverage that we got to later. But I think I could have made a few plays just to stay on track earlier in the game.
And let's go to Matthew Stafford. He was asked if he's retiring after this season on the morning after with Kelly Stafford, his wife.
And a lot of people are asking this, which I already know the answer to, but retirement. Are you retiring?
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I figure like I say it, but no one listens to me. So I feel like coming out of your mouth.
Do you think that was an oh thank you because we don't want you around the house more, or that was an oh thank you? You just gave us a good moment for our podcast, Hickey.
Oh, thank you. Now everyone can stop asking me if you're retiring or not.
That wasn't a no thank you. That means you would be around the house a little bit more?
No, I don't think so. I think...
Play it back again and just listen to it the way that I just threw out there the possibility.
And a lot of people are asking this, which I already know the answer to, but retirement. Are you retiring?
No, no.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. I figure like I say it, but no one listens to me. So I feel like coming out of your mouth.
I think you can go either way. I really do. Nick Sirianni says Jalen Hurts could play on Saturday.
I do not put it past Jalen Hurts. I don't put anything past Jalen Hurts as far as his mental and physical toughness. So there's a chance he could play this week. And so he is one of the toughest guys I know. And he heals fast. He's a freak. His body is not like part of me, yours or mine. All right. And so I'm shaming myself there a little bit too. His body's not like ours. He heals fast. He came back fast from his injury last year. And you know, I will not rule him out. I will not put a timetable on him. And we'll see.
So let's hear from Jalen Hurts on how his shoulder is feeling.
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling
better
fine.
Than it did Sunday.
It's a week where we're keeping everything business as usual. You know, we're playing a really good team, a really good opponent, and doing everything we can on a short week to be at full health.
And Jalen Hurts, and if he'll be able to play on Saturday.
Definitely a chance. Taking it day by day, though. You know, everybody knows that I'm dealing with something. I think that's pretty public. It's out there. I'm not one to really talk about myself. You know, obviously being a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, you can't run from that, you know. But I'm taking everything one day at a time with it and preparing versus a really good defense. We're going to talk about that defense today. Make sure we don't miss that. A really good team. You know, we know what they're capable of on both sides of the ball. We know the challenges that they present. So we want to be ready for a good game of execution and being ready to attack them.
Hickey, I love Jalen Hurts. He is, though, when it comes to dealing with the media, the Belichick of quarterbacks. He really gives nothing. Not that I'm expecting to say, yeah, I'm definitely going to play this weekend, or no, there's no way that I'm playing. But I think he does enjoy the moment. But whenever you hear Belichick, it seems like he's miserable. Whenever you hear Jalen Hurts, it seems like he's miserable as well.
I would just say, if anything, he dresses up nicer than Bill does, so it almost makes it seem like he is saying something. Like, oh, wow, like, yeah. And then you listen back, oh, wait, there's really nothing there. Like, at least Bill is just, no.
Bill, it's 2 seconds. Yes. It's over with and done quickly. Jalen Hurts, it's 45 seconds of just nothing. And let's go. Was Ron Rivera really asked this today, Hickey? Because I saw this on the show sheet, and I didn't want to listen to it until you played it to me live. But Ron Rivera, on if he has any thoughts of making a QB change? Oh, give me a break. Go ahead.
Biggest thing more than anything else is, you know, sticking with Taylor and what we're trying to establish.
Thank you.
You know, and it is something, though, that obviously is talked about, obviously, out there. And it is something that, you know, to be quite frank, as I do have to think about at some point. But if we can continue if we can get back on track and play the way we've played and do things that we've done, you know, then we'll stick with where we are. Until then, you know, I will do that.
There's no way they could go back to Carson Wentz, barring an injury to Taylor Ham Heineke. Not that Heineke's this great quarterback, but Wentz is brutal. Oh, don't say it.
No, I would agree. Okay. I just, leaving the door open is just more funny than anything. Especially when a few weeks ago, Ron said, we're going to make the decision.
Why do they still have the kitty
gloves
on? We're
going to be definitive, and then we're going to go from there and not look back. And now here we are looking back.
Why are they still dealing with Carson Wentz with the floaties on?
I don't know.
Who
Maybe
cares
he lights
what
it
he
up.
Thinks?
Maybe he's like an all-time Hall of Fame practice player. Has to be.
Stop. No. Pat Narduzzi says two schools have offered QB Drake May of UNC $5 million to leave North Carolina, courtesy of our friends at 93.7 The Fan.
Mack Brown came out this week and said Drake May, a star quarterback, they were trying to poach him. $1 million offers to go to another school.
I heard $5 million. I heard $5
million. Really?
I heard two schools, $5 million. I know the schools. I can't tell you. But I know the schools, too.
Pat, what's going on with that? The transfer portal, and now players don't even have to be in the transfer portal for schools, I guess, to contact them and try to get them.
Yeah, it's called tampering, and it's really bad, guys. It's, you know, the NCAA's got us all in a bad spot right now, and I think it's only going to get uglier because there are no rules on the road. You know, I'm hearing all kinds of things. I'm hearing guys are getting paid even before they enter. You know, they're getting bonuses for just signing tomorrow. Kids are being paid in high school now a certain amount of money, and then when you get there, they would give you this money. You know, high school players, it's bad, and you know, not something that's, you know, that I'm real proud as a, you know, a member of the American Football Coaches Association of being part of. But it's a world we're living in. I'm going to try to just, you know, keep our guys in line and make sure they understand that they're coming for an education, and that's the priority. And I want them to get coached hard. And we want to take care of their name, image, and likeness the right way and do things the right way.
Hey, Keith, you had to take a guess. Who are the two schools? He just had to throw two schools out there, Mr. College Football, that offered Drake May $5 million to transfer from UNC to whoever those two schools are.
I would probably say Auburn. I could see throwing money around.
I wanted to say Texas A&M, but you have Connor Wigman.
I could see
LSU.
Potentially. Ryan Kelly, they have a lot of money there. I don't think it would be anyone in the ACC. I don't think so.
Bama?
Bama could.
Maybe the small businesses finally listen to St. Nick?
And who did Drake May choose UNC over?
Alabama.
Nick Saban up to his old tricks.
Tennessee? Rocky Top? Good old Tennessee.
They need a quarterback, and that would be a very dynamic fit. I think there's all the...
It's got to be two teams in the SEC.
Two schools.
But if it's two schools, you would think that it's in the SEC, correct?
You would think, yeah. Maybe Ohio State?
Potentially.
CJ Stroud? There's plenty of options, plenty of suitors out there.
And this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will do overreaction or proper reaction next.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Another NFL week is complete, which means it's another week to freak out about your favorite team. Which takes are truly crazy.
But sometimes a game can be so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying? No.
And which are so crazy, they might be right.
He's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Zach lets you know in this week's edition of Overreaction or Proper Reaction.
Overreaction, Proper Reaction time. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Sorry, I had to shoo away a bug that was in the studio. I had a little fly that was just buzzing around. Yeah, you didn't see that?
How are flies alive still? It's freezing.
There was a fly in the studio.
Jeez. That's concerning.
Little bug that was in the studio. I had to shoo it away.
All right. Well, he's gone, thankfully. Hopefully he doesn't have any friends either. No more flies.
Yeah, I would hope not. Or if they're going to, just go to Hickey. Migrate to Hickey. Go to the other side of the studio, not this side.
Good thing where I am, it is soundproof. We got double glass, so those flies have to try hard.
Don't worry, I'll be opening up the door during the break.
Good luck.
Then open up your door and have them all go to you.
All right, Z-Man. So as you know, Jalen Hurts did suffer a sprained right shoulder during Sunday's win over the Bears. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Eagles should sit Jalen Hurts for the rest of the regular season.
So I thought about this more because last night you said, do you think he'll sit for at least the next two games? And I said, yeah, probably. I just don't think we have enough information yet in order to say that that's a proper reaction. So I would go overreaction. I think we need to know more about the health of his shoulder. How bad is it actually? It's a sprained shoulder. And also you got to factor in how much rust then you're going to be knocking off, and do you want to sit him for three games and then have him have a bye week, and then the first time he's going to be playing again is going to be in the postseason in a divisional game? I need more information before I say that I'm going to sit Jalen Hurts for all three games after giving it more thought.
Don't look now. Here come the red-hot Jacksonville Jaguars, winners of four of the last six. They are 6-8 on the year. But they are one game behind the Tennessee Titans for first place in the AFC South. Titans are 7-7. Obviously, three games left for each team. Week 18 will feature Titans at Jaguars. Jaguars did beat the Tennessee Titans a few weeks ago in Nashville. Overreaction or proper reaction, Zach? The Jaguars will win the AFC South.
I can't fully dismiss it. So I say that could be a proper reaction. You look at the schedule for Tennessee. They play the Texans this week. That should be a win. Then they play Dallas, probably a loss. And then after that, they have the Jaguars. That could be a win in your in-game. And then for the Jaguars, you get the Jets Thursday. That should be a win with Zach Wilson starting. Then you play the Texans, so that should be a win. they're going to set themselves up, I really do think, for that last game. That probably, Hickey, will be the Sunday Night Football game in Week 18. I have not looked at the rest of the Week 18 schedule, but if I had to give you a hot take, I think that game is really going to mean something. And I think that's going to mean the division. So Week 18, you have, let me just make sure I'm on the right part of this.
If Ravens, Bengals, but by that point, the Bengals have a two-game lead, so that could
Buccaneers,
be
Buccaneers, Falcons, no. Patriots, Bills, no.
Well, that could be
no.
For the division maybe, too.
Stop. Well, you know what? If the Bucs need a win to get in, maybe they do put that on Sunday Night Football.
I'd rather watch Titans, Jaguars, that's for sure.
Vikings, Bears, no. Ravens, Bengals, possibility. Lions, Packers, I guess, possibility.
Oh, yeah.
Possible? If the Lions need to win that game to get in?
And, look, I don't think it's going to happen. Packers win the next two games. If you win in, you're in kind of game.
Texans, Colts, no, thank you. That seems like it should be like a Thursday night game.
Far from it.
Tennessee, Jacksonville, obviously the impetus of the conversation. Jets, Dolphins, maybe. Panthers, Saints. Could be playoff implications. Giants, Eagles. Could mean something for the Giants. Browns, Steelers, no. Cowboys, Commanders, that's a possibility. Chargers, Broncos, maybe on the Chargers side. Chiefs, Raiders, no. Rams, Seahawks, no. Cardinals, 49ers, no. I got a few options there.
More than I thought, to be honest, off the top of my head. That's,
you would think, though, if it's a win and you're in scenario for both teams, you know, if it's a win and you're in game, then that's the one that they're going to put, just so you don't have the fear of one team resting starters again.
Right, right. For sure. Like Eagles, Giants would be a little tough because you figure maybe hurts
Eagles have
play,
already
but
clinched up.
Right, right. All right. Speaking of the NFC, and it's a very interesting NFC for sure, the Cowboys are coming off a loss to the Jaguars in overtime. After the week beforehand, they barely got past the Texans in a last-second touchdown in order to win that game. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Cowboys will be a one-and-done in the playoffs.
I'll go proper reaction on that one. I think they'll win. I think they can win a playoff game, and then they would lose the divisional round. Because in that divisional round, you're probably playing either Philadelphia or no, you probably get the 49ers.
Maybe I'm wrong. Isn't one and done like you don't win a game, like you're out. Like you play one game and you're out. Like they'll be one and done, like they play one playoff game and they're out. So lose the first playoff game.
That's an overreaction. I think they'll win one playoff game.
Most likely would be against the NFC South winner, which right now we believe to be the Buccaneers. Okay, Cowboys will avoid getting shut out or losing the first round for the second year in a row. Let's talk about a bad team, like a really bad team, the Houston Texans. They fell in overtime, so they've played two tough games in a row against the Cowboys, against the Chiefs, lost last second we mentioned against the Cowboys, lost in overtime to Kansas City. They're 1-12-1.
They stink.
Overreaction or proper reaction, they will win one more game this season.
My gut tells me that's an overreaction. Now they play Tennessee, they play Jacksonville, they play the Colts.
Three straight division. Oh, wow. They almost beat the Chiefs. Almost beat the Cowboys.
Proper reaction.
Wow.
They'll beat the Colts the final week of the season.
Hope so. I hope so. Your lips to God's ears.
But
they
already have the number one pick by then, so they'll still get Bryce Young.
All righty. The Packers, they did win on Monday night last night. They kept their playoff hopes alive. They are at 6-8 on the season. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Packers will finish the 2022 season with a winning record.
Overreaction. At best, they'll win one out of these last three. I think they're going to lose all three.
In the AFC, right, we've talked about three Super Bowl contenders, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Bengals, in no order. Those are the three teams that are collected right now at the top. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Bengals will finish the regular season as a top two seed in the AFC.
Ooh. That's a great question. Now, they still play Buffalo.
They've already beaten Kansas City. Like I said, they have the Bills coming up next week.
I do think that the Chiefs are going to win out Seattle, Broncos, Raiders. And I would give Buffalo the slight edge against Cincinnati. So I will say that's an overreaction. I think they'll be the 3 seed.
And finally, the Dolphins, after getting off to a hot start once Tua did return, have now lost three games in a row, all to playoff teams. Overreaction or proper reaction, Zach? The Dolphins will miss the playoffs. They're currently 8-6 and holding on to that last wild card berth.
Now, that's an overreaction, and here's why. Not that you should be in the season of moral victories, but they had a nice little response in a game that they could have won up against the Buffalo Bills that no one gave them a chance to win going into the game. But we kind of talked about this. The only two teams, the Chargers, I think, are going to get in. I do think the Dolphins are going to get in as well. So you look at then the potential other wildcard teams that you could usurp the Dolphins. I know the Jets beat them once, but that was without Tua. I don't think the Jets are going to beat them again. And the Patriots, they squandered a golden opportunity last weekend by throwing the game away against the Raiders. And I think the Dolphins are better than the Patriots. So I don't see, between the Jets and the Patriots, either of those teams being good enough to take the Dolphins out of the playoff picture. And also the Dolphins have one more win, even though Miami will play the Jets and the Patriots down the stretch. I think they beat Green Bay, maybe lose one of the games against the Patriots or the Jets, but I still think the Dolphins will get into the postseason this year. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we do come on back, we welcome in one of the greatest tight ends and one of the greatest stories ever in the National Football League. And that, of course, is going to be Antonio Gates, who's going to be joining us. And we will chat with the future Pro Football Hall of Famer about the Los Angeles Chargers, their quarterback Justin Herbert, where he's at on Brandon Staley. And not only that, we got to get into a little bit about his story. Because even though a lot of people know his story, never playing college football, to go on to have the career that he did with no college football experience, whenever I bring on Antonio Gates, I do feel compelled, because there's so many layers to that story, to just discuss more and more about it. So Antonio Gates is going to join us when we come on back on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can always give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. And we'll have Antonio Gates on via Zoom as well. So we will pump out some audio clips and some video clips that you can get on both those social medias next.